Was a miracle creature that was sent to the Prophet by the name of Al-Buraq. It is a winged horse. It is the way in which he traveled by. And if you notice, the great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each have a markab, a means of travel. The way in which Nabi Ibrahim travels through the fire and it becomes cold for him. The way in which Moses travels through his stick, which becomes a snake. The way in which Noah travels through his ship, the way in which Yunus travels through his whale. Rasulullah traveled through the Buraq, this winged horse, physically from Mecca to Palestine. And there's a report that even Abu Talib realized the Prophet was missing from Mecca on that night. And he ran out and he believed that the Quraysh may have taken him, may have kidnapped him. And so he had warned them and threatened them to return him, that he was going to attack them and wouldn't allow them to see the morning. If it was simply a spiritual journey, why would Abu Talib want to threaten the people of Quraysh in this way, thinking that they had kidnapped his nephew? It was a physical journey from Mecca to Palestine, in which the Buraq took Rasulullah to Tur Sina, where Moses had spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he took him to Bethlehem, the birthplace of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And it was almost like a pilgrimage for the Prophet, going through the footsteps of his predecessors before leading prayer and the Mi'raj beginning. And the beginning of the Mi'raj, he begins to hear the words recited by Jibra'il to him of the Adhan. And this is when the Adhan was first taught to Rasulullah on the Mi'raj. And so after he is now physically in Palestine, the Mi'raj begins. And Rasulullah enters into a completely different dimension. And here he begins to travel through different skies and different heavens, meeting different saints and prophets. Jibra'il is guiding him through this journey, and Rasulullah now is seeing the unseen world.